Welcome to the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast.
This month, we are doing a series called Time to Quit. And we're going to look at four different things in our world and in our life that we have the question of whether or not we should quit those things or not. And today, I'm going to talk to you about, is it time to quit those bad habits? Now, bad habits have a wide range of expression. Some of them are as simple as biting your fingernails, and some of them are more complex, like cheating on your wife. There's a wide range of bad habits in there. One of the bad habits that I have dealt with in my life, and this is going to come as a massive surprise to you, but the words coming out of my mouth do not often match what my face and my tone are doing. And I know that none of you have ever experienced that with me, have you? That was a loud groan. Like more than one person groaned at that. Wow. I have this habit of just I say that it's my dry humor. But I have this bad habit of saying things, and I don't allow my face to change what that looks like. Or sometimes I say things and I let my face go too far into it. Or I put this tone behind it that doesn't work. And that has been one of those things for me where I said, well, if you don't understand me, then that's your problem. Tough on you. I'm just saying what I'm saying. And that has been my habit, is that I'm just going to say it the way that I say it, and if you have a problem with it, too bad. But that's grown as a complicated issue because even for someone like Heidi, who is my wife, sometimes my face and my tone speak so much louder than my words that it ends up causing problems in my marriage. And when I have responded with, well, that's just how I'm saying, you have to think through it and figure it out yourself, Would you believe that she doesn't take that answer? And so this it's changed from just a habit of how I've behaved into a bad habit that is causing problems. And we all have bad habits. Some of us are in that wide range of things. Some of you, your bad habit is smoking. It's something you've done. Maybe you've done it for years. Maybe it's something you've tried to quit and you can't quit. Maybe you don't have a problem with it, whatever it is. But it is doing harm to your body, and it's one of those bad habits that you have in your life. For some of you, it's drinking too much. Maybe you're sleeping around. Maybe you're spending too much. Maybe you're watching all the junk entertainment that's put out there. Maybe you have an addiction and a bad habit of watching porn. Maybe your habit is to be a control freak, and that has created anxiety in your life. Maybe you have this habit of when things go south, you automatically lean into depression or self-loathing. Maybe you have a bad habit of lying. Maybe it's overeating. Whatever it is, maybe you're addicted to your phone, whatever it is, you've got bad habits. Now, am I correct in saying that maybe it's nothing on that list, But you are here today, and you can think of at least one thing in your life that you are classifying as a bad habit. Does everyone have an example in their life? Okay, so we're good. So why is it that we have these bad habits, and why, even though we can classify them as bad habits, do we continue to do them? Because that's the interesting twist here, is because we've seen the habits, and we've got this group of habits in our lives, but then we've got this group of bad habits in our lives, and we know that they're bad habits, and yet we still do them. Why? Why do we still do them? Well, here's a number of reasons. That bad habit may help you relax. It may keep you calm. It may let you have fun. It may be exciting. Maybe it makes life a little bit easier. Maybe it allows you to avoid pain and conflict and tension. It just makes problems go away. You feel valued and wanted by it. You feel safer by it. It's a little bit more comfortable. Maybe it's just a distraction from all the hard things in life. Something you're just used to, and by doing it, you feel a little bit more settled. You see, with these bad habits, sometimes they're purely things that are there and we just keep doing them for no reason at all. But the vast majority of time, and maybe really it's all the time, there's some underlying reason. We get something out of it. We get something out of it. And so we continue doing it. You take the drugs, you smoke, you drink too much, you watch that show, you listen to that music that is horrible, or you treat people, or you sleep around, whatever it is, and you do those things because it kind of fills some sort of need in your life, and it feels a little better. And so you keep doing it, and you're like, this is a bad way to fill this need, but boy, it fills the need. It keeps me going. I probably shouldn't be doing this, but it gets the job done. As a homeowner, I have dealt with a number of things over the past 10 years. Things that sound super boring, like dealing with kitchen faucets. And frying pans. You know that frying pan that you really, really like? One of those non-stick ones? And it's just your favorite frying pan. But it got overheated one time, and now it's got this ball kind of in the middle, hump in the middle. And you've cooked so long with it, and one of your kids used a fork in it. Ugh. I say kid and not wife, because your wife would never do that. And now the coating's coming off of it, and it's not really nonstick anymore, and sometimes you get a little bit of the flakes of the nonstick coating in your eggs, but you're like, I really like this frying pan. Anybody else do that? Great, thank you for making me feel totally strange. And you're like, but I like this frying pan, and I don't want to have to go out and buy another one. So you keep using it. Or the faucet is leaking, and it's gets a stupid drip, and you're like, well, if I just turn it this way or slap it the right way, it will stop leaking so loud. And so you just leave the faucet leaking because you're like, I don't want to have to look up what it needs to be fixed. I don't want to call a plumber. I don't have to go out and buy the thing. I don't want to have to send an email to the company to wait for warranty to get the thing back. And so I'll just leave it going. Yeah? Some of you understand these things. Until one day, the faucet gets so leaky and so annoying that you say, I can't do this anymore. or the frying pan is so burnt and nasty that you can't even cook an egg because the whole egg ends up being burnt on the frying pan, and you try to scrape it off and all you're eating is Tefal nonstick coating and burnt egg, and you're like, this isn't worth it anymore. Leaving this thing is not worth it anymore. And so you look at the cost of a new frying pan, you look at the cost of fixing your faucet, and you look at the cost of that. Some of you, it's your cars, and you're like, my brakes are squeaking like all get out, but you know what? My car kind of stops. It slows down. And then one day you push the brake and you push the brake and it kind of keeps going and the car kind of keeps going. And you go, ugh, the cost of replacing my brakes, the cost of replacing the frying pan, the cost of fixing my faucet, that's now worth it because of the consequences of what is going on. That is essentially what needs to happen with these bad habits. Is we need to understand that these habits we have in our lives have a great enough cost that the cost of dealing with it is actually less than the cost of having it. You tracking with me? The cost of having it is like $30, but the cost of getting rid of it is $29. When the cost of having it is greater than the cost of fixing it, that's when it's worth changing. So, let's look at the cost of these habits in our lives. Matthew chapter 5, verse 30. Matthew chapter 5, verse 30. If your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. If your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. What Jesus is saying is that habit in your life, you can keep it, but the consequence might very well be hell. To keep it. And the cost of getting rid of it is high. It's high. It's a high cost to get rid of that. But if you keep it, the cost is going to be greater. Now, I know what you're thinking. Not because I'm a psychic, but because I've thought it too. But my bad habit doesn't fall into that category. My bad habit isn't something so terrible that I'm going to go to hell because of it. My bad habit isn't one of those things that's going to cause me to stumble and lead to hell. It's just a minor thing. Well, let's look at some other passages and let's flesh this out. I think there are kind of three categories of bad habits that we need to take stock of that would fall into this category. Number one, we find in James chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. This is what James says. James chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desires and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. James is saying that if your bad habit is sin, if you are tempted to do something and it is against God's will for you in your life, lying, cheating, stealing, lust, murder, hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, all those things that are sin. If you are led down that path of sin, that sin leads to death. So if the bad habit leads you personally to sin, it's in the way. It falls into this category of Matthew 5:30. Let's look at some more. Romans chapter 14. Romans 14 verse 20 says, "Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean, but it is wrong for a person to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble." All food is clean, but it is wrong for a person to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble. Matthew 18, verse 6 says, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, kids, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." And so what those two verses gather together is that it may not be leading you to sin, but if the bad habit you have in your life is leading other people to sin, then it also falls into this category of Matthew 5:30. Look at another one. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12 says, "I have the right to do anything you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything." 2 Peter 2:19 says, "They promise freedom while they themselves are slaves of depravity. For people are slaves of whatever has mastered them." And so this third category is, does it have control of your life? Maybe it's not all on its own a sin. Maybe it's not leading other people to sin, but it has control of your life. Does it have control? Is it something that's destroying your marriage, that keeps you from being able to move and keep up with your kids? Is it something that keeps you in poverty? Is it something that leaves you always overwhelmed and defeated? It may not be something that is sinful, but it binds you. It controls you. It manipulates you. Does it lead other people to sin? Is it a behavior that your kids are going to copy? Is it a behavior that's going to leave other people abused and bitter and hateful? Is it going to destroy somebody else's marriage? Is it going to lead other people into an addiction to porn? Is it sin for you? Is it lying, abuse? Are you using and manipulating other people? Do you refuse to confess? Do you continue to sin? Do you refuse to forgive? Does it lead you to be unkind and hateful and greedy? Does it control you? Does it lead other people to sin? Does it lead you to sin? If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. If your bad habits are controlling you, leading other people to sin, or leading you to sin, gouge it out, cut it off. It is better for you to go without that thing than for your whole life to burn in hell because you kept it. It is better for you to have your marriage intact than to lose your whole family because you kept this bad habit. It is better for you to be able to run and have a life with your kids and be active with your kids than for you to just have the junk food that you like and that you want and that brings you comfort and you miss out on the ability to actually be with your family. It is better for you to have less stuff and be present and make a difference in other people's lives than to be able to keep up with your neighbors and the Joneses. So this is what we need to do. Because bad habits aren't worth the cost. Pluck it out. Cut it off. Throw it away. Get rid of it. You need to understand that the cost of these things in our lives, and I'm not saying this to be dramatic, you chewing your fingernails isn't going to lead you to hell. That's not what I'm saying. But there are certain bad habits in our lives that do these three things, and those three things have consequences. And those three things are not worth the cost. So cut it off, gouge it out, get rid of it. Do what you've got to do to kill the habit. Get rid of the temptation that leads you to the habit. The thing that always ends up leading you into that problem. If you're overeating or you're eating too much junk food at night, don't have it in the house. If you're having your computer and having your computer there when you're home alone leads you to do things on your computer you shouldn't be doing, then don't have your computer at home. If it's your overspending, then get rid of the credit cards. Use cash where you have to. And if that means you can't shop everywhere you want to shop, then fine. It is better for you to not be able to shop wherever you want to shop and have your soul and have your family than for you to burn because of it. The bad habit isn't worth the cost. And so get rid of even the temptations to deal with it. So get rid of the habit, cut it off, and two, find out what it is that you really need, the desire behind it. If it's loneliness, if you need peace, if you need comfort, if you need assurance, if you need hope, if you need just someone to be there, find out what desire is really behind it. Name that desire. Name it. Dig until you can name it. And then bring it to Jesus and He will fill it. You need hope, He's got hope for you. You need someone in your life, He will be that someone, and He will put other people in your life. You need assurance, He will give you assurance. You need open doors, He will give you open doors. You need peace, He's the Prince of Peace. But you got to fill it with Jesus. He has gifts. His presence, His goodness wants to fill all those needs. So you've got to cut off that bad habit. You've got to get rid of the temptation that leads you to there. But you've also got to name your desire and fill it with God. And I want to tell you, He wants to fill it. He wants to fill it. And when you do that, you will have freedom. Your heart will change. Your life will change. The people around you will be changed, and you will be leading them closer to God. The bad habit isn't worth the cost. But getting rid of the bad habit to get Jesus absolutely is.
Thanks for listening and being part of our church and joining us in this journey to become down-to-earth people following Jesus in down-to-earth ways.